right, brothers, let's cut the crap, right? Let's get straight to the point. How do you know that it's God talking to you and not just your own damn self? See, or even worse, how do you know it's not the enemy trying to screw with your head? See, this is not a game. It's life or death for your faith, right? Your decisions and the man that you're becoming. So be sure to stick around to the end, because by the time that this is over, you will know just how to tune into God's voice, shut down the lies, and step up with confidence. Welcome back to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I'm your host, Preacher Joe, and today we're going to be hitting a question that will change how you walk with God, right? How do you know that it's Him speaking to you? Look, I know it's easy to get caught up in your own thoughts, right? Your feelings, and even straight up lies from the devil. See, the good news is God's not some puzzle that you have to solve. He's speaking. The problem is we're not always listening correctly. So let's fix that. Have you ever had that moment where you're like, is this God or is it just me? Or maybe is this Satan trying to set me up for failure, right? If you have not, you're lying to yourself, because every man of faith faces this battle. If you are not sure how to tell the difference, you're walking into a fight blindfolded, right? But before we dive in, I want you to do me a favor. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Share this with a brother who needs it. Also, drop a comment. Tell me how do you tell the difference between God's voice and your own? And grab my book, Man of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. If you think this episode is raw, you wait till you read the book. Good to go? Now back to topic, right? So here's the deal. God speaks, but so do you, and so does the enemy. If you're not careful, you'll fall for the wrong voice, right? Here's how you can tell the difference, right? Real quick. Check it with the word. God's voice will never, I repeat, never go against His word. Psalms 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." See, the Bible is your filter. If what you are hearing does not match Scripture, it is not from God. That is a fact. See, Satan loves to twist the Scripture. Think about it, man. He did it with Jesus in the wilderness, right? But Jesus shut him down with the truth of God's word. You better do the same. Number two, listen for peace, not chaos. See, God is not about confusion. 1 Corinthians 14:33 states, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." See, if the thought or feeling you are dealing with is stirring up fear, guilt, or straight up panic, it's not from God. That's the enemy trying to mess with you, right? God's voice brings clarity and calm, even if it's convicting. Number three, get real in prayer. James 5:16 says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." See, you cannot pray soft and expect strong answers. You need to get raw. You need to get straight right with God. You got to get real with Him. You know what I mean? You got to get raw with Him. Lay it all out. Your anger, your fear, your doubt, everything. If you want God to speak, you better come to Him real, right? He does not deal with fake prayers, right? And number four, test the spirits. 1 John 4:1 state, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God." That means you have to question what you're hearing. God's not going to get mad. He wants us to. Good to go. Does this push you toward God or pull you away? Is it calling you to righteousness or to sin? The devil is slick, but God's truth will always win if you test it. Number five, seek backup. Proverbs 11:14 states, "Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." So you need to talk with someone who knows their Bible and is not afraid to call you out. Do not isolate yourself either, right? Because that is where the enemy is going to pick you off. Wise counsel will help you see what you are too close to see. Number six, look for confirmation. God will confirm what He is saying. 2 Corinthians 13:1 states, "In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." See, the enemy will sow doubt and contradiction, but guess what? Our God will back His word with clarity and consistency. Look for those confirmations. Number seven, move in faith. Psalms 37:23 states, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." See, sometimes the only way to know it is God is to step out. Just like Nachshon Ben Aminadab, when he did in the Old Testament, right? In the exile, right? Where he's considered the man that took the step of faith. He was the first person, the Israelite, to Dagon step into the Red Sea, you know, and he actually got all the way to chest deep before God actually parted the seas. But that was that because of his faith is real. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. You feel me? So you want to make sure you get that. You take that step, okay? Because then check this out. If it is from Him, He will open the door. If it's not, He'll slam it shut. Either way, trust Him. So let's move on to number eight. Know the enemy's voice. See, the devil will try to sound like God. He's crafty like that, right? You know, he will tell you half truths or even twist what you know is right. But John 10:27 states, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me." See, the more you spend time with God, the easier it will be to shut down the enemy's lies. So how do you know it's God? You test it, you check it with His word, listen for peace, pray raw and honest, test the spirits, seek backup, look for confirmation, move in faith, and know the enemy's trick. God is not hiding from you. He speaks. You just have to listen the right way. Now, here's what I want you to do. This week, when you think you hear God speaking, put these steps in action. question. Do not sit on it. Test it, pray, and move, and then drop a comment and tell me what you heard and how you acted on it. See, share this episode, hit that subscribe button, and grab my book, Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. It will keep you grounded. Available now in Barnes & Noble and in Amazon. Now, this is the part you guys are always waiting for, the full throttle moment. Here it is. The enemy is sneaky, but God is loud. The problem is not God speaking. It is us not shutting out the noise. Stop listening to yourself and the devil. Start listening to God. His voice will lead you into truth, strength, and purpose every single time. Until next time, this is Preacher Joe signing off. Keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.